The Bronx Documentary Center has mounted an exhibit called New Documents. It's a collection of photos and videos that aim to highlight the ways citizen eyewitnesses have shared evidence of social and racial injustice throughout history. The collection spans more than a century, including the Zapruder film of JFK's assassination and the only known photos taken by Jewish prisoners from inside Auschwitz. The exhibit's final installment is the graphic Facebook Live video taken by Diamond Reynolds, whose boyfriend Philando Castile was fatally shot by a police officer during a traffic stop in Minnesota last month. WNYC's Rebecca Carroll walked through the exhibit with co-curator Danielle Jackson and talked about the trigger warning that visitors see when they arrive.
Have you had anybody respond with anger?
Not so far. I don't believe so. It's something that we've thought about. You know?
And the trigger warning is on the wall here when you walk in, right?
Yeah.
But were you worried about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was my primary concern. I think anger can be productive, but I don't want to traumatize or make people feel demoralized and small, which is one response that I've seen.
Was there any sense for you or in anybody who's been involved with the project or has seen the project, that the footage of Eric Garner and the young man in Washington, is it? That kind of police brutality, it does not belong in the same category with the Zapruder footage or Auschwitz or these other. I mean, it's another kind of beast.
Absolutely. This work, it is devastating, and absolutely, it's its own genre, right, of vernacular media practice, but I do believe that it fits into the overarching conversation.
We talk a lot about the conversation for those of us who work in race and media. What is the conversation for you and this exhibit, and how will you know that it has moved the needle in some way?
We've had people say that they find it's useful to understand that someone like Diamond Reynolds has recorded video and someone in Tunisia has also recorded video, to be able to understand and locate their very particular political situation and the use of video to fight back within a larger global context of behaviors. I think that's important for people to understand in terms of just understanding movements and understanding and thinking about change and how it happens or does not happen.
People respond, they get high almost on this kind of footage. The videos go viral, but the conversation doesn't. At every turn, are people talking in a national, collective way about this?
To me, it's very private. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to see it. And I hadn't seen a lot of these videos before I came on board to recurate the exhibition. So there's a lot of personal feelings about a lot of this stuff that I knew I had to overcome just to be able to put something together. But I think people should ask themselves what it means to see this, because when the Zapruder film came out, when the Rodney King footage came out, it was shocking in a particular sense because it was so rare to see something like that. That's not why it's shocking in the same way today. Why do people want to see things? I think it's important for people to understand that there are these possible different outcomes of recording, but you know, we do have to ask ourselves, what is my role? Because a lot of people, I had a conversation with a friend who made this point, a lot of people say like, well, the media does this, and people don't realize like, we are the media now. Everything you like, everything you share, everything you upload is adding to the conversation. You're deciding what we should be talking about and what's important.
That's Danielle Jackson, co-curator of New Documents, an exhibit of eyewitness photos and videos at the Bronx Documentary Center that runs through the end of the month. She spoke with WNYC's Rebecca Carroll.